The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Shavuos Daf Dalad. The Gemara Namid Beis talks about the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. We'll talk a little bit about this mitzvah and how it relates to other mitzvahs. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chav Tes Amin Aleph on Badim, the Gemara says like this, Tanur Rabbanon, who liftais, who benai liftais? If a person has to be paid himself, he's a b'char. His father was not paid him. And he has a son who's a b'char. So which one comes first? To be paid himself or to be paid his son? Which one has kedima? So Zakta Braisa, who kaidim l'b'nai? He takes precedence. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'nai kaidmai. Rabbi Yehuda says, the son is kaidim. We pass a light to Tanakama, who kaidim? Okay. Then the Gemara says like this: I'm Rav Yirmiya. Hakol Maidin, Kol Heichad Leka El Chamesh Slayim. If he only has five Slayim, who kaidim l'vnoi? Then for sure he comes first. My time emits with the Gufei Adifa. Keep Ligi with the Machlekes. Heichad Eka Chamesh Mishubadim Chamesh Menei Chayin. In a situation where you have Mishubadim, so then Rav Yehuda holds that the son comes first because Mulvaksu V'Betayrikus V'Bushadamiya. And the Gemara explains how that all works. And now, upon hold Mavak Suvah, so mainly you go back to the Klal of Mitzvah de Gufei Adif. Then the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings another price, Taner Abanon. Lifta, he says, B'nai V'lalai Sleregel. What if he has two mitzvahs in front of him, to do Pidyon HaBen, his son, and to be Oyel L'Regel? He needs money to be Oyel L'Regel. So again, there's a machlekes. Tanakama says Pidyon HaBen comes first. Rabbi Yehuda says Aliyah L'Regel comes first. Why? Because Aliyah L'Regel is a mitzvah iveres, and Pidyon HaBen is not. So what's the pshat of the Rabbanon? So the Gemara says, because we have a pasuk that says Koil b'char b'necho tifte v'lo yirof anay reka. So you see that the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is quite into the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, despite the fact that Aliyah L'Regel is mitzvah iveres. Now, what is the Gemara talking about? What is this whole situation over here where he can only do one mitzvah? So the pashas of the Gemara is that he has only chamesh slayim. That's all he has. That's his complete rechush. That's what he has available to himself. And the question is, what should he use it for? This mitzvah or that mitzvah? And Rashi's takamashma like that. Rashi says, kol hechad les lay nichzi ala hislayim. That's his whole rechush. That's all he has. Now, there's a kasha over here that the Rama says in Archaim Tofesh Nun Vav, and Elchus Lulav, that the klal is al yivaz v'ziyotim mechaimish, and he says afilu mitzvah veres, that any kind of a mitzvah sasei, one is not mechuyif to spend, perhaps it's even also to spend more than chaimish of his nechasim. So there's an obvious stira over here. The bir halacha over there in Dibur Maschal afilu mitzvah veres is this kasha. Read it inside a little bit. Vine al etzem hadin the mavu kan b'shulchan aruch tein tzarach lefazer hain rav al mitzvah v'noyveh zem yisugi de bavakam. He brings the Gemara bavakama that says this klal effect the mishabur l'chayr tzarachin yisugi de kedushan naf haftes the mavu sham gabi b'din haben the afim ein lo yirak chamish slayim tzarach lefnes atzmai v'chein lenin lalas l'regel v'sham mayri sh'ein lo yinachasim klal zulas elu hachamish slayim ein sham. L'chayra, this lashon that he says is straight from Rashi, that he doesn't have any other nechassim. So the kasha is, if he doesn't have any other nechassim, then even one penny, well, not one penny, but to spend five slime is his complete rechush, that's obviously more than a chaimish. So he should be potter, he shouldn't have to spend anything, since he can't do the mitzvah with one seller. As I affect the Mishabura. So Zakti Mishabura Teretz, V'tzarch Leimah, says he's a chilek. The lefazer behind Rav omnam ein mechuyev. You're talking about mechuyev to spend a lot of money. Why? Because the Rav in the Bavakam says the reason is the shema ye oni. Maybe he'll become poor v'yitzdarach lebris and only to be supported by people. So Zokter, that's not shaykh by somebody who has only chamish slayim. Why? Because he's misparnes mimalachdai. He doesn't have any disposable income. All his money goes directly toward his expenses, doesn't have anything left over. All he has left over is the chamish slayim. So memela lo yikara parnasasa ibe machi yotzi ze ala mitzvah. If he spends that money on the mitzvah, It's not going to take away from his parnasa. If he does not spend it, it will not improve his situation. So therefore, you have to spend your chomish shleim on the mitzvah. Now, the teretz of the Mishnah Berurah is l'chaira very hard to understand. First of all, who says that he has any other income that he's misparnas from? Maybe this is what he has, that this is what he's living off of. And maybe that is enough for him to live for a certain amount of time, maybe until he gets another job or something. So now you're telling him he has to take all his money and use it for a mitzvah? So certainly he'll have to be his parnasa will be mutal al habris. So b'chalal, it's very hard to understand. So other reasons also, it's not as just such a big chiddush to say that Chazal said a klal of al yivaz with yosem chaimish, but we're going to come and say, or say the Gemara is saying, that that's not in a case where it will not make a mitzvah labrius. But the klal Chazal make a takana. And this light plug, that's the takana, you can't spend more than that. So we're going to stop being mishar in every instance, what it is. It's l'chayra hard to hear that it should be like that. And also it's fair that the steam is up by skim is not mashal like this. It doesn't say this anywhere, this chilek. Because he's making mishnah kulukimta, that he has money to live off of, and this is his extra money, and it won't make a difference in terms of how much he's dependent on the tzibur. So the Paiskim should speak this out, the Rishayim, the Achrayim. Nobody says it, still the Mishnah Berurah says it. L'chayra is a nitpashet, the teretz of the Mishnah Berurah. It would seem that we could say a much simpler teretz. From the fact that the Gemara only talks about Tzvah Pinyin HaBen, the Gemara doesn't talk about Tzvah other mitzvahs. It would seem that it's Taka Dafka by Pinyin HaBen. What would be the reason for that? Because Pidyon HaBen, besides that it's a mitzvah, it's also a chayv mamin. You owe the mamin to the kohen, not any particular kohen, but you owe it to the shevet. And not only that, the Gemara over here in Kedushin as before, that he's a shevet nechasim. He's nechasim on the Shabbat, just like if he would owe somebody money. So, what would you say if somebody doesn't have a lot of money, and he owes somebody more than a chayv nechasim? Are we going to say he's potter from paying, because he's a chayv mitzvah, and now you've asked if he has a chaymish? You won't say that. There's a halacha beside the Baal Chayv. We're not going to take away every last penny. But other than that, if he has enough chafetzim, he has kelim to live with, he doesn't need all that money. So then the Baal Chayv has a right to take it. So the same thing over here, but Pidyon HaBen has a right to take it. So Klai to Gemara Shaila, which Pidyon comes first? Should he use the money for his own Pidyon or for his son's Pidyon? And I found out that the Teretz by Reb Shlomo, in Chedush Reb Shlomo on Chedush and Simon Gimel. He starts with a Maisa. He says he was by a Pidyon HaBen. And the Pidyon HaBen was in the evening. And somebody over there said that they should first have a Maisa because Tadu Bashayna Tadu, Tadu Kaidim. So Reb Shlomo tainted, no, that's no Shaykhis. If a person owes money to somebody, could he tell the person, you know what, I want to daven first? No, there's no Tadu Vashayni Tadu. Because that's only by mitzvahs. This is not just the mitzvah, it's a chayv mamon. So you owe them money to the kohen, so pay it right away. Why should you wait till after davening? You're not going to stay on that Tadu Vashayni Tadu. And he mentions that he said this var to Reb Simcha Zelig, the Dayan in Brisk, and Reb Simcha Zelig said it over to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim was masking. Well, so Memela is Miyoshev over here. That's why there's no tain of chaymish, because it's a chayv mamon. Dr. Shlomo Vaita, he says, based on this, yesh lodon on Mogen Avram. Mogen Avram, the end of Tafish Nundav, says that if a person has only enough money for either an esrik or a pidyon haben, so what should he do? Dr. Mogen Avram, he should buy the esrik. Why? Because before in the Gemara, that mitzvah veris is kaidim. Besides Vali El Ragel, which does not take precedence over Pidyon HaBen for a special reason, like we mentioned before. But other than that, everybody's maida, that mitzvah veris comes first. So, Esrig is a mitzvah veris, Pidyon HaBen is not. As I should take the Mogen Avraham. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this, the end of the Siman and the Bir Halacha. So, the Mishnah Berurah Shitasa is very good. Why not? Why shouldn't he say that? But Tainet Shleima, the way he's learning, there's no reason to say this. Why? Because the person has chomish shloim. So Mishnah of Pidyon HaBen, today's a shiva nechasim for Pidyon HaBen. But for Esrik, there's no shiva nechasim. So there's no chiyuv b'chal for Esrik. So the male, he should take the money and use it for Pidyon HaBen. I, the Gemara talks about Pidyon HaBen and Alila Regal. Teretz and Alila Regal means Oilus Re'iyah, on which there is a Shiv in the Chasam, Kimavon the Gemara. That's very good. So Mavel is Dr. Shleima, not like the Mogan Avram. He's good, as we said. Because he doesn't go with his word. Now, L'chayri Yeshlod, that even according to Shleima, maybe there's a Mokum to say Esther comes first. Why? And really, it becomes a circle Galkal Achayzer. It's an endless cycle. Because he has five slime. So you say, you don't have to use it for Esther. So what should he use it for? Pidyon HaBen. Okay, but Esther comes before Pidyon HaBen. Because Esther is a mitzvah veris. So the minute I want to spend it on Pidyon HaBen, you tell me, no, spend it on the asterisk. But the minute I want to spend it on the asterisk, then you say, no, keep it for yourself. The minute I want to keep it to myself, then we say, no, Pidyon HaBen is kaidim. V'chayzeh chalila v'chalila. I don't know where this wheel should stop. But l'chayru, we keep on spinning. So it's not so posh, like Rav Shleima is saying. I'm not sure what the halacha should be. But I'll upon him, that's what Rav Shleima says. Now, the Chazay Nish also talks about Alila Regal. This is Arachayim Kufim Tez Gimel. He says, maybe you could have said, the Pshat in the Gemara is that the person is in Yerushalayim, and the expense that he has is to buy the oil of Sariya. And now that is the Shem and the Chasim, like we mentioned. So the Chazin is, no, the Gemara is not mashal like that. Because the Gemara says, Alil Regal. It sounds like he's not in Yerushalayim. So Mael Chazin says a different Pshat. I don't really understand this kasha so well. It's true that it says Aliyah L'Regel. And you're right that he's not in Yerushalayim. He's in Chutz L'Ir. Fine, but why can't we say that the expense the Gemara is referring to is Aliyah L'Regel? Why is it called Aliyah L'Regel? Because it's called Aliyah L'Regel in many places. In Chazal, it's called Aliyah L'Regel. But the expense is Aliyah L'Regel. L'Chaira, you can learn like that even though it says Aliyah L'Regel. Grada in the Taisus Rehazokin, he happens to say that the expense of Aliyah L'Regel is Hoytzos HaDerech. So Tak, it sounds like the Chazay Nish, that we're not talking about the Shiv and the Chosim of the Oilus Re'iyah. Okay. Now, if you look in the Rambam over here, the Rambam is in Perek Yud Aleph, and it was Bikurim, Halacha Bey, Halacha Gimel and Dalad. Listen to the Lashon Rambam. Hayahu liftais ubenai, liftais yiftes atzmi tchilav arach yiftes benai. Then he says like this, V'im ein lai ela kidei pidyon yechod, yifta atzmi. If he only has enough to be paid to one, he should be paid himself. And then again, by Aliyah L'Regel, he says, "Hayy b'nai liftais v'higiyah eis l'alis l'regel, v'ein loik kedei l'zev l'zeh, paydes b'nai v'achgach el l'regel." The Lashon of Rambam, he doesn't say that the person only owns chamish shloim. It says, "Ein loik elo kedei pidyon echad." Why can't we learn pshat in the Rambam, which I think the Rambam means pshat in the Gemara, that we're not saying that all he owns is chamish shloim? We'll say that it means like this. Abad, he owns money. Yeah, he has money. That's not the issue. But now, he has certain money that he could use for a mitzvah. Let's say that is the chaymish kufa. The chaymish that he has is chaymish slayim. The money that he has available for mitzvahs, whether it's a chaymish, or whatever other cheshmah there is, that would make his other money unavailable, inaccessible, for whatever reason, for the mitzvah. So right now, that's what he has available for a mitzvah. So Gemara's a bash the shayla. Which mitzvah comes first? His pidyon or his son's pidyon? His son's pidyon or Aliyah L'Regel? And the Rambam is much like that. The Rambam doesn't say he doesn't own anything else. Rashi Taka doesn't say like that. Rashi says, "Less le nichsi ela hislaim." That's all he has. Rashi's going out of his way to explain it like that. I'm not sure why. I don't know why Rashi wanted to do that, but it does seem in Rashi like that. Like the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, like all these Achrayim are understanding. But from the Gemara itself, and the fact from the Rambam, I want to learn like that. I'm not sure why they don't want to learn like this. Unless they're just coming from Rashi. But L'Chayra, there is another way to learn the Gemara. The Chazay Nish, B'tchilas Dvarav, says something about this. I don't understand exactly what he's saying. It doesn't bring the Rambam. But he does mention this Tzad, and he says you can't learn like this. But like I said, I'm not sure why. It wasn't clear to me. Okay. The Hayyotzim is a Lahalacha, what would come out like this. If Itaka has money, besides this money that's available for mitzvah, there's a chaymish over here, the chaymish is only chaymish slayim. Or the chaymish is only the amount which he needs for certain mitzvahs. And it's only enough for one of them. So what's the kadima? So here the kuli alma, lahalacha, however you learn to answer that kasha, but what we're talking about, the chaymish, about the mitzvah versus is kaidim. Besides Aliyah L'Regel, like we said. Which would not be kaidim to Pidyon HaBen. And he's kaidim l'benai. And Avad is chayiv in the mitzvah because that's chaymish. If, however, it's like Rashi says, he only has that amount, So then, so and according to Rashi, vice the chayis that for some reason over here you chayiv. And l'chayir it's more mistabel like Rav Shlomo says. And the Chazanish says something similar to this also about Shimon Chassan. That Pidyon HaBen is takacholik from other mitzvahs and possibly Aliyah Regal as well. And that guy Pidyon HaBen we would say he's chayiv. Okay, that's what comes out according to Rashi. But in came to Rainim and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, which is Ma'atik Lashon and Rambam in the Yerdei Sevin Shenei Siftesvav, then it would come out that Mahalacha, if Taka that's all he has, he's Patul Gamri. Because he goes to Taka less than Chaimish. I did Shimon Chasim. Yeah, but the fact is Shimon Chasim by Pidyon HaBen, so let me by Bishar Mitzvah still be Patur. But even Pidyon HaBen, even though it's a Shimon Chasim, but it's L'chaira, you could learn that the Shimon Chasim only begins once there's a Mitzvah. So once the Mitzvah is Mechayiv him, the Mitzvah also creates a Shimon Chasim. But we can't start it backwards and say Machas the Shimon Chasim, that creates the Mitzvah. Maybe like Rashi will have to say that. But like the Rambam, it's L'chaira not Mochach to say that, and then we could say that even in Pidyon HaBen, it would not be Kaidim. So, Hayyos is not bar in the Rambam, like we're saying. And the whole thing is a little bit unclear, very sussum to Yishayim. So we'll vibe on the whole Indian with the Tzarchim Ladina.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.